Amen, everybody. The Lord is good, isn't he? Amen. Can y'all hear me out there? Amen. The Lord is good. And it's an honor to have an opportunity, again, to share the word in the Lord's house. Amen. And like I always say, I never take it for granted. We should not take anything for granted. Amen. Well, tonight's message, as you see up there, is titled, A Heavenly Registration. Everybody say, Heavenly Registration. Amen. The relevance of tonight's message is that right now it seems that we have so much to worry about. I mean, almost too much to concern ourselves with. We have world events, social issues, a pandemic. We have unrest, threats of unrest. There's too much. It just seems like there's a lot going on, amen? But no matter what's going on, we need to make sure that we maximize our opportunity for eternal salvation. Amen? And we can do that by registering our name in heaven. I mean, this is very, very important. And this is even more important as we see the day approaching. And the day I speak of is the day of Jesus Christ returning. Amen? So it's very important as we get closer to that date that we register our names in heaven. And once our names are registered in heaven, there's still something that we need to do. We need to maintain a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah. Not just get registered and walk away. That won't benefit us, amen? But let me tell you, sometimes the Lord will send you a reminder. Yeah. About 2 weeks ago, I was helping one of my handicapped neighbors downsize. She's moving from a house to an apartment. So myself and a couple guys went out right off of Crater Road, off of Windsor Street. And we were helping her move. And she moved into some apartments that the street was very tight, and we had a U-Haul truck, and we were doing our best to get it offloaded. Most of the people came in, saw we were working, and backed out, went around. Well, just one lady came in, and she was just raising chaos. And you guys got to move that truck, and before I could get in that truck and move it, I mean, she's saying all kinds of things. So I got in the truck, moved it around the block. By the time I got back around, the three guys I worked with said a guy came outside and raised a gun up in the air. It could have been over for Michael Brown right there, trying to do goodwill. Amen. Then 2 weeks later, my wife's on I-95 South coming home from Richmond, about 2 miles from the house on a little bridge, in the right lane doing about 65 or 70, probably 65 because she drives slow. And then somebody bumped into her from behind. So I get a phone call that says, I'm on 295, somebody hit me from behind. And that Ram has never moved so fast. I beat the police up there on 295. I did. Fortunately, it worked out that it was just a fender bender. But it could have been over for Bessie Brown. We better make sure our names are registered in heaven, amen? Because we don't know when the last day is going to come. And I'm telling you, it could have been over just like that for the Browns in two separate incidents. So we need to make sure that we have our names registered in heaven, amen? But I want you to understand two things tonight. The first is nothing can save you from the coming judgment. Nothing can save you. When the Lord returns, you're going to be judged. Bottom line. Second thing is there are some things you can do to save yourself from big trouble, also known as the second death. Amen? There's some stuff you can do. The references for tonight's lesson are the books of Luke and Acts, written by Luke, and the book of Revelation, written by the Apostle John to the seven churches of Asia and believers everywhere. Amen? So he was talking to those seven churches, and he was talking to us also. Well, let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this night, Lord. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, thank you for your blessing that you give us in our lives on this earth, Lord. Lord, we ask that all of your people, Lord, rejoice, Lord, in knowing that you are Lord. We ask that tonight that someone gets something tonight that they can share with others that they may be saved. Lord, we ask all of it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a little bit of praise. Amen. It's very important because we never know when this is going to be over for us. We don't know. Luke chapter 10, verse 18 to 20, which should be on your handout, tells us what Jesus Christ said to his 70 disciples, and some versions say 72 disciples, whom he had sent out to preach to the Jews. And these disciples were marveling about all they had done and the fact that the demons were submitting to them in the name of Jesus. I mean, they were rejoicing. I mean, we got those demons. They can't tell us anything. And then Jesus said the following in Luke 10, 18 and 19. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. Jesus reminded his disciples that there are many protections afforded to those who are in Christ. There are many protections that we have that other people won't always have. Amen. There are many protections if we are disciples. Amen. Raise your hand if you're a disciple. Amen. Amen. All our hands should be up. The word says we afforded those protections. Jesus continued in Luke 10 and 20 where he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen? This scripture tells us that instead of just reveling and celebrating our victories in this life, and even the victories in Christ, we should rejoice more that our names are written in heaven. This is very important. There's nothing else more important than having our names be known to the Lord. And this scripture is also calling on us to be humble at all times and not prideful. There's no gloating allowed in the Lord's kingdom. There's no gloating. So even if you have a victory, don't gloat in that victory. It's called humility, amen? And so we need to be careful what we celebrate in our lives here on this earth. I mean, think about that. We should really focus on things that matter the most in our lives, because once we're done on this earth, not much of what we did here will matter anymore. But what will matter is whether or not we've accepted the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. That's going to matter, amen? What will matter is if our name is written in heaven. Amen. Whether or not it is registered on the rolls of the living or the rolls of the dead. The word register means to enroll, enlist, or join. We've all done it. We've all registered for things. And when you register for something with an organization, it implies that an agreement that spells out details. And we've done it all the time. It covers the associated benefits, expectations, and also the limitations of the agreement. Amen? Likewise, the Bible tells us that we have all have an opportunity to register our name in heaven. There's an old commercial that used to come on TV. It was Capital One Bank. And what was their question? What's in your wallet? Remember that? Amen. So you say, well, what is in my wallet? So if I take my wallet out, I look in and I see some very important stuff. I see an MVP card from a Food Line. You can't get caught without that. I see a Sam's Club card. You got to have that. My Fort Lee Golf Club membership, very critical. Amen. My Panera Bread card that I registered for. Got to have that. They got the best soup in the world. Amen. I got to have my Virginia driver's license. That's important. And I have another card here from the United States Army that said I earned the benefits of being a retiree. Amen. Amen. So the things that we carry around in a wallet implies that it is important. That's what it's saying, that this is valuable. That's why I carry it around. Likewise, a heart is like a wallet. What's in the wallet of your heart? What are you carrying around in your wallet? I mean, that's just a question. If you're like me, not only do you carry cards, but then there's a bunch of stuff in there, receipts from like months ago and business cards for people that you're never going to call. But why do we keep that? You know, receipt from a dollar store, all this stuff. Sometimes we collect junk in our wallet. What's in the wallet of your heart? Amen. Amen. Sometimes you got to clean out your wallet. But the $64,000 question for tonight is that every person must ask themselves at some point, and soon would be the best time. The question is my name registered in heaven? I mean, have you ever really thought about that? Another way to phrase the question would be, is my name written in what the Bible calls the book of life. And in some instances, what he calls the Lamb's book of life. This is a very serious question. And the Bible tells us that the book of life contains the names of all the people who have put their trust in Jesus Christ to save them. Everyone who has accepted Jesus has their name written in that book. Amen. And the Bible also tells me that the day of judgment, that book will be opened. I mean, it's right there in the Bible. Amen. So of all the various organizations that we register ourselves with, the book of life is the most important registration you could ever make. Amen. It's the most important because that membership provides eternal benefits, not just lifelong benefits like these cards, but eternal benefits that will last forever. So when you register for something, there's some things that you have to do. First thing is you have to patronize the business. Panera Bread will reward me for coming there often. But if I don't go often, I'm not going to gain any rewards. Because believe it or not, they're not giving anything away. They want you to feel like they are, but they're really not giving anything away. Amen? Amen. So you have to patronize. My Food Lion card, which is a valued card. Okay, this card's good, but their goal is to get you to buy their brand of products. Primarily is where you get the benefits. Amen? They know what they're doing. So they give you this so you can buy Food Lion brand stuff. My military retirement card here, very important. It took me 26 years to get this card. I paid a price to get this card. Amen? Not everyone that served will get this card. Amen. But likewise, by registering our name in heaven requires us to accept Jesus, who has already prepaid the price. He's already paid the price. Amen. Then we have to exercise faith, and Jesus will receive us. The word says, if I'm faithful, that he will receive me. Amen. But these worldly memberships are good, but when we die, these memberships die. But a heavenly membership, amen, it will last forever. Amen. Can we give the Lord some praise? I mean, think about this. Revelation 21:27 talks about getting into heaven. And let me tell you, the book of Revelation will shake you if you read it. If you really read it, it will shake you. You might stay up a little later than you normally would thinking about what that book says. I'm telling you right now. It's every time I read it, something happens to me. Amen. But Revelation 21:27 says, nothing impure will ever enter into it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. It is through our salvation in Christ that we're made pure. The only way we can be pure enough to get into heaven is by accepting Jesus. That is the only way we can get in there. We could never make it into heaven on our own. Can't do it. You can't serve enough meals at the homeless shelter. You can't give away enough coats to get in heaven. There's something that you have to do to get in heaven. But those works are good if they're done in the Lord's name. Amen? So I'm not saying don't do good deeds. We're supposed to do that. But deed alone won't get us into heaven. We got to have some faith. Amen? And we can't get into heaven because of our background, our personality, or even our good behavior. We just can't get in on those reasons. Heaven is only available to us because of what Jesus Christ has done. We got to make sure that we understand that. I work with a diverse group of people, and there are some that really believe that just by being good, you can get into heaven. My wife and I found a show on Netflix called The Good Place. It's the name of the show. It's a comedy, and the show is based on people that died and got to either The Good Place, which had a bunch of yogurt shops and all the places that we like, and there was The Bad Place, which people were tormented. But on the show, they mentioned the medium place. Amen? Let me tell you, in real life, there is no medium place. Amen? It's either The Good Place or The Bad Place. There is no medium place, but it's a funny show, a comedy, but just be careful in what we believe. But based on our choices on this earth, we will either have our name written in the book of life or we will not have our name written in the book of life. That's the only option. There is no medium place. So there are three major questions that we want to answer tonight from Scripture. Three questions, and they're on that handout I gave you. The first question is, what happens if my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I mean, that's something that we really should know. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4, talks about the new heaven and the new earth. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4 says, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Amen? That sounds like a place that I want to be when I'm done in this body here. Amen? The Lord said that it's all good, that we won't know any pain, we won't know anything that's not good. Very important. And for those who are in Christ, there will only be one death. In a minute, we're going to talk about some folks that are going to die twice. Amen. But if you're in Christ, there will be only one death. And then the word says there will be eternal life. The second important question is, what will happen to me if my name is not written in the book of life? If my name is not registered in heaven? Well, the book of Revelation tells us that the consequences of not having your name written in the book of life are serious. They're actually catastrophic. Everybody say catastrophic. That's what they are. If your name is not written in this book. Revelation 20 verses 11 through 15 talks about the judgment of the dead. It reads, "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." Verse 13 says, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." I mean, that's serious stuff right there. I mean, that's what the word tells me all throughout the book of Revelation. That those not written in the book will be cast into a lake of fire. So this scripture is saying that even death won't save you from the judgment. And this is a warning for people who consider suicide. Somebody better tell them that death won't save them from being judged. They're going to be judged. So for anyone considering suicide, I will tell you it's not worth it. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus is what I will tell you. Because death will not save you from being judged. That is something that everybody should know. For those not in Christ, there will be a second death. Amen. So the only thing worse than dying once is dying twice. Think about that. And I've read Revelations before, but when I read it for this lesson, I tell you, the words jumped off the page. Furthermore, we're not done yet with this second question. Revelation chapter 13, verses 8 and 9 talks about worshiping the beast. And I was like, what? Worshiping the beast? Verse 8 says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." And the preceding scripture tells us that to him is the beast is the devil. So you're going to be thrown into a lake of fire and you're going to worship the devil forever. That's what the word says. I'm not making this up, amen. So when I think about heaven or hell, who I want to be with, If I didn't have my mind made up, the book of Revelations will help, you know, help me make it up. Amen. But those folks are going to worship the devil forever. Verse 9 says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. So if you're here tonight, you can hear, amen. If you're out there on Facebook, you're hearing this message. But share this word with somebody else. I mean, there's extra copies of the handouts back there. Share this message with another person. Revelation chapter 17, verse 8, talks more about this beast. It says, the beast which you saw once was, now is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, now is not, and yet will come. What's in the wallet of your heart? Amen. You need to know what you have in your wallet. Amen. We need to know what's right here in the heart. We need to get rid of the trash and keep the things that are of value. Because who wants to be thrown into a lake of fire to worship a beast forever? When we can sit in heaven and be in glory eternally. I mean, hey, there's nothing to think about here, amen? But we need to get educated in the word so we can make the right choice. Because if you believe what the Bible says, then you have to believe that this word is true. Amen. Third question, how do I register my name in heaven? Well, that's a very important question. How do I register my name in heaven? Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Paul said that we can do so by confessing and believing. Amen. Everybody say confessing and believing. Those two things will change your lives forever. Amen. But I'll read Romans 10, 9 through 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So if we're sincere in coming to Christ, we will be saved. We can't trick him because he knows the heart. But if we're sincere, no matter how bad we are, we can be saved. Paul says, confess and believe. Amen. I mean, that's something to think about. We can register our names in heaven by accepting Jesus as Lord of our life. So we need to make an outward expression with our mouth, and we need to believe with the heart. Can't just think it, amen. We got to be bold enough to confess it with our mouth. But then the heart has to believe. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 40, Peter tells us that we need to repent and be baptized. Amen. We need to repent and be baptized. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify to exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Peter saying, save yourself by running to Jesus. Jesus will do the saving. But we have to take the first step. Amen? It's very important. Those of us who have been saved by the blood of Jesus, we did so by believing in Jesus Christ and reciting something from our mouth. Amen. I'm going to read something that we hear quite often from this pulpit from Pastor Small when he invites us to Jesus Christ. I'm going to read it because I think you should hear it again. The first line that we often say is, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me of my sin. That is an invitation to Jesus. And it's also an invitation to repentance for all the wrong we've done in our life. It's saying, Jesus, come on in. I'm sorry for what I've done. The second line we say is that I believe that you died on the cross for my sin and that you rose on the third day. That provides acceptance and belief in our Lord. Amen. The third line that we say, I accept you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. That is showing the ultimate faith in Christ when you say those words sincerely. The fourth line we say often is, fill me with your spirit. We're acknowledging the existence of the Holy Ghost just by saying those words. And then often we'll say, Lord, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And that seals the deal for our registration in heaven. If we are sincere in our words and our heart. But we cannot trick the Lord. But those five sentences can change lives. And it can also save lives. So every time the pastor recites those words or something similar, something happens to me every time. No matter how long I've been saved, amen. Those are powerful words. Amen. So the main points tonight that I want you to remember is that the return of Jesus will be abrupt. Jesus told us in Revelation 3:3 that his return will be like a thief in the night. He's coming back like that. You could be helping somebody move, and some guy comes out and shoots everybody. You could be driving down I-295, and it's over. Like a thief in the night, amen? And nothing can save you from the coming judgment. That's very important that we understand that. Nothing can save us. A suicide, anything. Natural death, nothing can save us from being judged. So I encourage everyone out there tonight in this house and on Facebook, make sure that you maximize your opportunity for eternal salvation. Register your name in heaven, amen? Then after you do it, you need to walk with Jesus every single day. Let's give the Lord some praise. Amen. And this is really more important as we see the day approaching. You can register your name in heaven by sincerely accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then walk with him every single day. Amen. And we're almost done here. Final scripture. Well, two more scriptures. Luke chapter 12, verse 49 through 53 tells us what Jesus said about when he returns. But essentially, Jesus says, when I come back, I'm not coming to bring peace. I'm coming to bring division. Amen. I'm going to read that scripture. It says, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. Verse 52 says, from now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And Jesus is not saying that an entire family can't get in. What he's saying is everybody's not going to make it into heaven. Amen. But you control your own destiny. You can't make your decisions based on friends, family members, popular culture. You have to make your choice, because when Jesus returns, he's coming to divide us up to save his people. Amen. And he wants to separate them from those who are going to go over there to worship the beast. That's what he's going to do. He's going to take his people and put them right here and send those over to worship the beast, also known as the devil. I mean, that's what the word says. But we have individual choices to make. And don't take them lightly. And maybe you accepted Jesus a long time ago. I can tell you, you better check your registration, amen? And make sure that you're walking the right way. Verify your registration. Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 56. Jesus talked about interpreting the times. Jesus said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain. And it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot. And it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Amen. We're so intelligent, we can predict the weather and know everything. We can predict the lunar cycle, the moon, the sun. But how much more important is it for us to be able to interpret God's word? Jesus was saying basically that we've gotten too intelligent for our own good. Amen. But he talked about interpreting the times properly. And the only way you can do that is to get into God's word, for yourself. Amen. Bible study is good. A church sermon is good, but you have to get into the word for yourself. Can I get an amen? I mean, it's true. Get into the word and save yourself. Amen. But I hope that tonight that you heard something that just made you think about your status. Amen. And if you're here tonight, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or if you're out there on Facebook, amen, this is an opportunity to accept Jesus. And we're going to do a call to Jesus right now. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, I want everybody to say this with me, even if you already saved, say it with me. Amen. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me of my sin. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin and that you rose on the third day. I accept you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Spirit. Lord, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. Amen. I mean, that was a very basic message, but sometimes we need the basics. We need a reminder of what do I need to do to get to heaven, amen? So don't take this word lightly. I'm asking you to share this word tomorrow with somebody. No matter how advanced they are in the word or how new they are to the word, share this message with somebody else. And if they debate you, just refer them to God's word, amen? They cannot debate the Bible. Amen. Well, let's give the Lord some praise. Amen. Amen. Stand with me as we close tonight. And Pastor, you want to come up? Or amen. I'm going to close this out. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Lord, thank you for the clarity in which you can allow the word to be delivered. Lord, we ask that tonight that somebody, Lord, came to Jesus. Lord, that somebody came to you, Lord, as we see the day approaching. Lord, we ask for blessed travels tonight as we go home, and that people leave, Lord, with a joy that can only be found in you. Amen. Give the Lord some praise.